The next is going to be privately. The next daf of Chassidim is a Chassidim. To go very quickly, it's just the number of drushes. There's always lots to speak out, but the next real sugya is on Chassidim on the day. So I'd like, over the next couple of days, next day or two, that we should get through the Gemara from Chassidim on the day until the next summer of Avo. Then what we'll do is for 2 days encounter the Machlokes Chassidim Rav Avo. Since most of you are already in the habit of studying the test, it shouldn't be any worse than everything else. So I think it would be to everybody's advantage to have some type of written test on this. Chassidim Rav Avo, I think you'll all enjoy the Chazar if you do it that way. Or the Halei. So, that's in the agenda for next week, in case anybody dreamt of taking vacation or anything next week. Today, let's see where we're up to. In the middle of the Chesed Yosef Levi and Rebbe Akiva, and in that Chesed Yosef Levi, Rebbe Akiva was a machlokes about what to do with the pasuk of Yayasa L'chol Malacha, which is the pasuk by Chela. So we had a machlokes, Yayasa L'chol Malacha, what to do with the pasuk of Yayasa L'chol Malacha. So the Kiva learned to teach you that there's no din tumah, that there's no din tumah side by the vayim, side by hadish. And they said, well, he said that it's coming to teach you that it's mutabah no, side by the vayim, side by hadish. That's the Gemara. We had a kasha which I ended with yesterday. The Rambam says that the Issa Tchayla doesn't apply to Chayla. Why? Because there's a part of the Yasa L'chol Malacha which teaches us that there's no Issachar by Chayla. The Yasa L'chol Malacha teaches us there's no Issachar by Chayla. So the question is that Pasuk is not extra. The Pasuk we need is for the Kiva Joshua, the Yasa L'chol Malacha. The Yasa L'chol Malacha you need for the Yasa L'chol Malacha, the Kiva. So, how does the Rambam understand that Yayasa L'chol Malacha is coming to be Matir Tzvayra? It's the Kasha which is the Yehuda, the Kivayga, and the Samsai for all three is the Kasha. In Shubas that I've mentioned in the past, the Satsavrayim, they all three, when they learn this Rambam, they have this problem with Yayasa L'chol Malacha. Now, what I would just add is we learned two pshatim in the Rambam earlier this week. First time I mentioned the Rambam. The Rambam says, Achelet is mutabah noach, says the Yasa L'chol Malacha. Now, you can learn the Rambam two ways. You could learn that the Rambam holds an Issus Chayla's Daraisa, which is the way the Mishnah Malach learned. That the Rambam chief is that the Issus to do Chayla is always a Daraisa. Achelet is mutabah, because you have a pocket, that's not here. That's the simple way to learn Pshat in the Rambam. I mean, if so, the Kashish there. Between Yeshua learned, no. It could be this the Skyra is the Rabbana. This the Skyra is the Rabbana, like the Rashba. If the Skyra is the Rabbana, what's the proof from Yayasa L'chol Malacha that it's Mutabahana? The Pnei Yeshua said, as you say, that once the Torah said the pasuk, the famous Lakula, the Rabbana don't have the kayak to ask the Hetam before he's the cross. That's how the Pnei Yeshua learns this Rambam. That the Rambam is learning it's a Rabbana. And the reason Yayas L'chol Malacha, he tells us it's what about us, is the Rabbana can't ask the Sunni as before he's the cross of Hetam. Obviously, if you learn like the Pnei Yeshua, then the Kasha falls off. The whole Kasha of the Rebbe Kivayga and the Yunus Tam Seifer is only Shver, say yes, the Pasuk is not extra for a Joshua. That's only Shver if you learn like the Mishnah Melech, that the Rambam means in Atayra. If you learn that, like the Pnei Yeshua, that the Rambam means Chayyasa is the Rabbana, and the Rabbana don't have a Chayyak to answer something that's Mephorish Bekra, so then it's very good. this pasuk is not, it's not a drasha. It's not a drasha for the pasuk. The pasuk is coming either for the kibur of Yosef Levi. Coming either for the kibur of Yosef Levi. It's not an extra pasuk. Aye, what does the Mamba mean from this part that we see it's supposed to be Hanar? The Mamba means that the Chacham could not answer. It's supposed to be Schar Rani. The Rabbanu could not answer. The Schar is the first to come. Not that it's an extra Pasuk. The Pasuk comes from Yosef Levi or from the Kiva. If this is like the Pnei Yeshua, it would come out, the Mamba would come out very good. That Yosef Lecham Malacha, we don't need it for a drug. We need it for the Kiva or Yosef Levi. The Mamba is not making a drug. The same, the first the cross, the Rabbanu could not. If you look at the Mishnah Melech, then the Kasha is there. Then you'll have to answer that there are two drushas from the Pasuk. One is from Ye'asa Limalacha, it would be one drusha. And for Lachal is an extra drusha. Let's have some cipher answers this Kasha. Yasa Lachal Malacha, two drushas, Yasa Malacha would be a drusha, and Yasa Lachal Malacha is in there. What? No, it's a Rambam rare. Look at that. It's very rare that the Rambam has a drush against his own Makarsha. So I don't know what the Makarsha is. All the Makarsha say that. The fact that he has to be printed out of Kutcher. All the Rambams that have no Makarsha, he finds, I should say, well, many. He finds Makarsha that are either obscure Makarsha or Osiris. I didn't look there, maybe he has some Makarsha this Rambam, but everybody else says that there's no one who's in here. It's the Havana for Rambam. How could you say a drasha? Rambam does it rarely. Okay, back to the Gemara. We are at, we just said, the last part of the Gemara that we learned was 7th or 8th line, Hacha B'Hakim Eslagi, Yashakwili Sava Kshushun Avei Mahila Chokal B'Vikiva Vayashra, Yisakrola Hetra Andahu Dasa, V'Kiva Sava Kshushun Avei Lachal B'Vikiva Nami Hetra Yisakrola Tum Atayim. That's what we all need to ask. V'Gesh Yashakwili Ashkach Hoshema Tishayi Rachmana Ba'Anah. Very good. How do I know Chema is Mutta Ba'Anah of Yashakwili? From Yirach Alakal Malacha. Elagin, name of the author. How do you know Gira Nash is Mutta Ba'Anah? This one learned Rebbe Kiva, you learn out of Kishutra Neveila. He's a Kabbalah Gita Hood. Of course, he disagrees on the whole of the far off Kishutra Neveila, he's a Kabbalah Gita Hood. And a good name of Dawson. Must be by your same Akinami Dawson. Either of you, I said, will you hold it is Dawson by now? That's a Pshinni Kita. So we had him back to say. You by your same, you might love a Kabbalah Kaiba. Or, Kaiba Mache, which is on his card, Mutabana. Madach Cheva, which is Korah, is Mutabanah, Giranash, Gisha, in Amish Kazakh, Koshkin. So, this is a new Svara, a Kavachayma from Cheva to Gim, from Shimon. The author, Shimon who holds that Giranash is also Banah, we have Shimon on the Chosei. He can remember that Madach Cheva, Shekin Mutamachlole, is Ochaya. And you have to know that Cheva is Mutter by Achaya. A chaya means a wild animal, not a domesticated animal. Just a cause of chayla v'zmata. So tend to the gish, why are you going to chaya? You can't learn one from the other. The yidach, the behemah come, you know, the behemah means, why are you sorry? I'm talking about behemah, you can't bring a chaya from chaya. Period. This is the end of the machlokes to Rav Avraham Chisky. So practice on our mechti. It's been a kol hanikrai. We went through every single, but almost every single issur in the Torah. Shanimu. And we all answer them. Just give Rabbi Volga my plea. What's the big machlokes? Just give Rabbi Volga. Where's your machlokes? The Chomet for Pesach, I'll leave it to Rabbi Volga. He had that Chomet, he learns it from Lo Yeyachel, and he learns it from the Ne'elim. And Sharanitzkov, I'll leave it to Ve'akal, the same machlokes. That's not a machlokes. Chiskir Napuklai, the Lo Yeyachel. Chiskir says Chomet to Sharanitzkov, Asabad Na'af, and Lo Yeyachel. Rabbi Volga, Napuklai, the Ne'elim. Mechti. Where is there a machlokes is the chiskir of Avol? The Sunni started like it would be a big machlokes. The Gemara says, one nafkamina. You can be there, of course, you should do bazara. Chiskir sava, la yeyachel, la mutehani asu.
Kifti Hobayachal Kabi to the Mayyad. No matter what they had. I saw the Pasuk was held Kashrichon I saw, which we had on Kaptei Zamer Aleph, Lumuti Choshish to Basara. But the Vavar Tavar, I saw Lumuti Hani, Choshish to Basara, Lab Dei Raisa, you know. So this is what we're saying now at the end, is that the whole Nafkamina, which is Kifti Hobayachal, was one Nafkamina. And that is Choshish to Basara. That's the whole Nafkamina. The Beit HaLevi that I mentioned yesterday is the second Nafkamina. If you kedash in Moriah Yachel, ta'ash the behema chamit shel hefker. Which I guess he holds the Gemara doesn't bring. It's only in Agav, the second Nafkamina. That Moriah Yachel asks if you see the chamit the behema shel hefker. So according to Rabbo, you kedash that. But according to Kiftia, you need Moriah Yachel to teach you Yisrael. So that's the second Nafkamina, which is true between the two of them. But Tarsus Maidanayu asks from the third Nafkamina. Maidanayu came on the Rashi. When did you come in there? Chametz Nuksha. The Chametz Donga Gomara de Tarubis. Chametz Nuksha, which we had, the only time we ever had this was on Beis Avad Aleph, the first Tarsus. Chametz Nuksha is Chametz, which is not completely Chametz. Some in-between level of Chametz. Which is the Isalat, it's not an Issacharis. Well, Chametz Dagan Gomorrah de Taruvis, a regular Chametz that's in a mixture. The Rabinon, how do we know it's awesome? The Rabbi Shemu Ivory and the Komet Metzah Voice of Shemu, the Rechiskiyah Mutabahanar, the Rabbi Vol, Komaki Shemu Vay Saifu, and Mashmi Isra'anar. So the Chayru, they'll argue, is that Mutabahanar or not? Say, take this by Shem. If he's having a Shema Bin Rachila, Bin Lahanar, that's not true, okay, Karas Nami Lachai. So Tosfos like Shver that Chametz Nuksha should be a third Nafkamina between them. If it's Chametz Nuksha is Mutabando or not, but the Yeshua answers, and the Malei HaRayim in the back both say the same thing. The din of Chametz Nuksha is that it's not Karis, but it's a lav. Is it by Yura and by Yumatzei and Chametz Nuksha? Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Give me a third parrot. The machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos holds there's no Bayura. And Rashi holds there is Bayura on Chametz Nuksha. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos there. If there's Chametz Nuksha and Bayura on that, if there's Bayura on Chametz Nuksha on that. So what Yeshua says is Tosfos goes to Shitasa. Tosfos holds there's no Chametz, there's no Bayura. They just need the cash. But like Rashi, that there is Bayura on Chametz Nuksha, so we can learn that it's a Hanah from a Kabbal Chayim. Malah Sharniskal, which is Asa Banor, Malah Arlo, which is Asa Banor. And if there's no Bayura, are you allowed to hold it? So Koshin Chametz, which is the Issa Bayirah, certainly is Asa Bagra. So the Chametz Nuksha, which is the Issa Bayirah, should certainly be Asa Bagra. Follow a couple of times? Again, the Kabbal Chayim is not the Arla, which there's no Issa to hold it. And it's Asa Bagra. So Chametz Nuksha, which is the Issa Bayirah Bayirah, saying, if it is Yisra Bayu or Bayu Matzei, should certainly be Asabana. So if you learn how to Kabbal Chayim from Arla, the other Yisra Yana. You're allowed to keep other Yisra Yana, and there's no Bayu on it. So Kosh Yechavit Tukshu, there is Bayu or Bayu Matzei, certainly. Do you have a copy of the Kabbal Chayim there, please? Is there Kabbal Chayim? There's Kabbal Chayim, if this Kabbal Chayim is true, then all Chametz, why do we need a Pasuk that Chametz is about Allah? We would have Chametz Gomer, if it's in Kabbal Chayim from Allah. So Yeshua himself is the Kasha. If this Kabbal Chayim is true, so we're not all Chametz from Allah. My Bechol, there is no Bayer or Bayer Masa. There's also Bayer, called King all Chametz. Yeshua says it. This Kabbal Chayim is Amis, the Kabbal Chayim, we should learn out from there. So you must say that it's a pircha of Kal Vachomer. What's the pircha? The malachonit, which had a shas hakashrus. Malachim, the malachonit, it had a shas hakashrus. And you can learn that from Arba, which was also the Tfilat Priyasa. This is your pircha of Kal Vachomer. But what? Sharanisko, you can answer shas hakashrus. Good point. Sure. And this goal, you have to come up with a different thing. Maybe they should put the perfect application. Not sure for one time. Doesn't have to be a so, but if you can ask a perk on the Kabbal Chaimer, then you can't ask the Chamas Milksha either. Complicated, right? It's complicated. So the truth is that even if you have a perfect, you could learn a chametz notion. But once you have a pasuk that chametz is also bahanah and Allah also bahanah, so you're still following. You have to call the chametz. Madach Allah, which is no bahayiroya, is also bahanah. Chametz notion, which is bahayiroya, certainly also bahanah. The same perfect chametz notion had a shasa kaisher. I say no, chametz gomer yechia. It also has shasa kaisher. It's also bahanah. So that actually, you follow through the whole cheshbon of the Kal Vachomer, the Peshut test is inherited. And Shlomi Kasha from Sharon Nisgal, that was standing. And that's a Peshut into that. That's the bottom of it. Okay, there's one what? Right, so what is the effect on the stomach? Anything that the percha is shas hakasha, most things the percha is not shas hakasha. If you have a percha shas hakasha, I'm going to tell you again. But also the shas hakasha, very simple. Okay, there's an important kasha here on the Ma'ivei Na'ayim. According to Rav Aval, how do you know Chametz is also Ba'anah? I'm sorry, Safa Chistia. According to Chistia, how do you know Chametz is also Ba'anah? Which part is it? According to Chistia, how do you know Chametz is also Ba'anah? Is it a lot? It's a lot. According to Rav Aval, how do you know Chametz is also Ba'anah? From the Gerash of the Sharefa to the end of Afra. Teaches us any time he doesn't say after, it's up. Well, Chayrev is a very big difference in Chizkiya and Rabban. According to Chizkiya, you should get Malkus on Yisroel HaNoah. Because it's a lot. Why Yei Ochel and Taj don't have HaNoah? According to Chizkiya, you should get Malkus for Yisroel HaNoah. According to Rav Aval, you shouldn't get Malkus for Yisroel HaNoah. Because you learn it out of the Gerash of the Sharech HaTitnana. So we learned a Chafal from his age. The Mishnah Melech and Rabbi Kiva Eide had two ways to learn Rabbi Avol. Mishnah Melech said that the Pasuk of Nevela is Megala, Lo Yoichel means you don't have a Hanah Vachila, and it includes any Hanah. Like Pasuk of Asad and Shrefa, which Pasuk is also even not an Asad, or like Pasuk of Ashul Gedi, Vachalei Vivai, which even not a Gedi is also. So Mishnah Melech learned the same thing, that Lo Yaichel, according to Yaichel, means Hanah. Just one example of Hanah. So according to Mishnah Melech, the Kasha is not Shkei. The Yaichel would be a lot. It's included in Lo Yaichel, it's the same possible matter. But the Rebbe Kiveige didn't learn that way. The Kiveige is the Kasha. He held that it's not true, that Lo Yaichel means don't eat. And the Yisr Hanah is something which we learn from the pasuk by Nevela. Since by Nevela it says, like, I should be sure about it, and then about my muscle and akhi. So we learn from there, it's like we learn at Mechlawa say that you're not allowed to have, you have an off from other things. If so, the kasha comes back. That it should be enough. You need to consider Rabbah. According to Kasir, it should be Malkus. According to Rabbah, there should be no Malkus. The kasha is tried to kasha. That's going to come. The Rambam Shita is that all these Surei Hanoah don't get known. Rambam Hilchos Macholos Asurei to the cloud. All Isurei HaNoah don't get known. Obviously, according to the Rambam's cloud, it would answer the Kasher. Kasher falls off. The Rambam Shita is all Isurei HaNoah don't get known. So the name is very good. That there's no Afghanim, it's a fear of a bow. If it's a cloud, Isurei HaNoah never get known. But then there's no Kasher. Nobody knows to get known. What's the story? What's the Rambam's story? Why should it be Surah HaNoah don't get known? So the Achrayim argue over this, but really it's a Pella. Why shouldn't Surah HaNoah get known? Because it's a lot. Sure, it's not a lot, it's not a lot. But if you hope it's a lot, why shouldn't it get known? But what's the B'cholah? It's a lot. Why is the last one to do the Chalevi Mai? One time for Achilah, one time for Anah. So it's a lot. Why shouldn't it get melted? So the Magid Mishnah has a chaf, which the chaf is, and I think I mentioned when we spoke about the rule of Shalekid and Hanoah. We're going to have, the next big sugya is the sugya of Chavdala in the day, that you only get, you only have a raisa, Kedelech Achila, Kedelech Hanoah. You have Achila Hanoah in a normal manner. Shalai Kederach HaNoah, if you have enough of something in an abnormal way, I mentioned it when you burn bread for fuel in the Mishnah Chabbalah, that's Shalai Kederach HaNoah, that's not an Isidar Aisa. Because it's not normal. It's not normal to burn bread for fuel in an oven. Dr. Magid Mishnah, any edible thing, if you have HaNoah from it, always Shalai Kederach HaNoah. All HaNoah is Shalai Kederach HaNoah. Since all HaNoah is Shalai Kederach HaNoah, so you never get malchus. The normal thing is to eat it. Normal is to eat. If you're not eating it, you're cutting HaNoah from it. That's not the normal way of doing it. So, the Magid Mishnah says that's the shadow of the Rabbi. Farah, anybody? What? He says that it doesn't get. He says it's not even. Well, there has a difference from like Kederach HaNoah. We're going to learn later that much like it. If Shalai Kederach HaNoah just doesn't get an Einish, or it's not a derisa b'chlal. Okay, we're talking about much like most folks are derisa. So, well, what does it mean? There has to be Surah HaNoah and Atayra, right? So, when would there be Surah HaNoah and Atayra? Let's say we're spoiled. Let's say we'll be spoiled. We're not right about him. Then the normal thing is to have HaNoah. The problem with the Magid Mishnah is the Rambam says Yisrei HaNoah never get malchus. So that's good. If it's right to eat, you don't get malchus. Fine. But what happens if it's not right to eat? What happens if it's spoiled? It's old. And I'll lay the second kasha. What about selling him? Selling things is not Shalai Kederach HaNoah. Rambam says if you sell Yisrei HaNoah, you don't get malchus. That's not Shalai Kederach. Kederach is necessary to eat it. The person has a grocery, he sells Yisrei HaNoah, that's normal. So the Magid Mishnah is kind of very schwer to understand his Dara. For those of you who learn parts of the Talmud, on the first page of Siman Pei Zayin is the Yad Avraham. Who brings down this Rambam and this Magid Mishnah. These are fun, at least when I learned he spoke it out, this is the Rambam Shita. You take a look there, you'll come back. At any rate, there are a few other pshatim in the Rambam. What I'd like to speak out is the Chinuch pshat. The Chinuch, the Mitzvah Kuf Yud Gimel, does an interesting recite. The Chinuch himself. Sefer Chinuch, Mitzvah Kuf Yud Gimel. He says, we all know a lobster eaten by mice doesn't get malchus. Now we pass in that way, much like the Gemara. We pass in lobster eaten by mice in like it. Is HaNoah a lobster eaten by mice? Is HaNoah a lobster eaten by mice? How would you say? Is HaNoah a lobster eaten by mice? Is HaNoah a lobster eaten by mice? Is HaNoah a lobster eaten by mice? If you're selling it, it's yesterday night. If you're smearing it on a wound, it's yesterday night. But it could be you smell on the other side, right? Like he's smelling it. No good. Smell it, and he likes to look at it. It looks nice. Hang it up on the wall. Look at it. That hanor. So isurei hanor could be yesh by mice, it could be ein by mice. The chinuch shita is that every lot that could be with a mice and could be without a mice is called a lot shein by mice. Even though you're doing it with a mice, but hayayis the lot could be done without a mice. That lab is called the lab shein by mice. I'll give you an example. There are those that hold the darim is the lab shein by mice, because they hold speaking is not a mice. You can make a neder by writing too. To write out a neder, many types can hold ksiva kedivah. But it doesn't matter, because since this lab has a hechatimsa, an aim by mice. So no matter what, it doesn't get malchus. This law never gets malchus. This is the chinuch shita. And the chinuch has this a number of times in Sefer HaChinuch. However, the Rambam disagrees. And the raya is that the Rambam disagrees with this klal. The Rambam says, Kana chametz b'Pesach like Mishabal Yerah. If you buy chametz on Pesach, you get malchus for bayura bayimatzeh. Now bayura bayimatzeh is usually a lot shame by ma'aseh. If a person has chametz in his cupboard and he just leaves it there from before Pesach to into Pesach, then it's a lot shame by ma'aseh. Ram also you don't get malchus. Come chametz to Pesach like it. Ram also if you buy chametz to Pesach you get malchus. So the mechatzinah is nedayin. That the Rambam disagrees with the Chinuch in this practice. The Rambam holds a lot shame by Meister. If you do it with a Meister, you get malchus. If you do it without a Meister, you don't get malchus. So therefore, the Chinuch's hesber is only good when she talks by, according to the Chinuch. Why you say, I know I don't get malchus. But the Rambam can't hold it, the Chinuch says. So, I want you to show up. We have here a machlokes of lot shame by Meister means that this type of lav that could be aimed by Meister always doesn't get malchus. That's a kind of shita. The Rambam shita is no. It depends if you do it with a Meister or you do it without a Meister. You follow? What's the lumness of the machlokes? Not shame by Meister and like in a lot. You know what the lumness is? Huh?
No.
Well, what's next best if the God of
Hesed?
Hebrew 7. And listen for a minute, not get fetched. You'll see, it's such a pleasure chance. Lav shein by Maisa ain loishin. Listen carefully. Why does a lav shein by Maisa get malchus? You can learn two ways. First, the Siva. Because you didn't do a Maisa, therefore you don't get malchus. Right? If you're also Siva, because you didn't do a Maisa, you don't get malchus. That was fit with Remember. Rabbi says, it depends what you did. If you did it with a mice, you get malchus. You buy chametz, you get malchus. If you did it without a mice, you don't get malchus. Or you could learn, no, lav shame by mice is a simon. Hashem gave us a simon, which lav, and he doesn't want people to get malchus on. Any lav you find in the Torah, that's aimed by mice, that's a simon that the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted, you shouldn't get malchus on. Just a simon. If you all lav shame by mice is a simon, which lav, and don't get malchus, then the chinuch is right. Why? Because if you could do this by Rabbi Yimata, did your Rabbi Shalom mean to give malchus? No. Because you could be able to buy Rabbi Yimata without a mice. That's a simian that the kavanah of the Rabbi Shalom was that this law doesn't get malchus. So even though you found a way to do it with a mice, what's the difference? You don't have to mean it. You found a way to do it with a mice. So this is one of those that is a simian that the Torah didn't want. That there should be no, that there should be malchus for. So, anything which can be done without a ma'aser, according to the chinuch, even if you do it with a ma'aser, you don't get malchus. Well, you can do it two ways. With the Torah, it asks it both ways. The Torah has it both ways. Now, the question is this lav a lav that the Torah meant to give you malchus for? So, let's see. When
the question is that you think you need the power, and the mind says that this lav a lav is not one of the
rational,
you kind of went through which
mind.
Which mind is the key to the mind? Maybe this lav is the Torah asked to be
clear. It's clear. I mean, it's given. The Chinuch of holds that you don't get malchus as long as there's a hechatimsa to do without a mind. It's a kind of hope. It's clear that the chinuch doesn't hold that Lashem might be a sivan. It will be a sivan, right? He has hold the sivan. You see, even if it's a sivan, maybe you can look at it two ways. Fine, right? I can agree with that. What I'm saying is that clearly the machlokes is around under the chinuch, if it's a sivan or a sivan. So we squeeze into the last 3 minutes two important roundups. Is Lashem a nice business? And the Rambam Shita that there's no hanara to get malchus. Now just please buckle down for the next. We think it's Daf Yomi on Sunday or something. You know, I want to finish. It ends by Omer Rabbeinu on Chof Daled Amud Beis. You'll see as soon as you do the Gemara, it's all drushes, and we're going to try to go through drushes quickly on Sunday and cover it as far as we can.